So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayovan oleho arba chatois v'osham echad. One can be liable in four korbanos chatos and one korban osham for a single act of eating, as in the case of tamei she'achal chelev v'hayonoisir min amukdashin b'yom ha'kipurim. A person who is tamei ate fats that are noisir of hektish on Yom Kippur. He's liable for the following four chatois. 1. Achilas kodesh betuma. 2. Achilas chelev. 3. Achilas noisar. 4. Achila b'yom ha'kipurim. And he's liable for an osham me'ilois for benefiting from hektish. Reb Meir adds, Im hoya Shabbos v'hoy tzioi chayiv. He can be liable for a fifth chatos if it was on Shabbos and he walked outside with the food in his mouth. T'chacham, however, say, Einoi min Hashem, we do not include hoy tzah because it does not pertain to achila. The Gemara explains that although Reb Meir generally holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, one Isser cannot take effect on top of another Isser. However, the five Isurim do take effect according to the concepts of Isser Koilo, if the second Isser adds other objects of Isser, and Isser Moisif, if the second Isser adds stringencies to the first Isser. And the Gemara explains the sequence of the Isurim taking effect. 1. Chelev. When the animal is born, the Isser Chelev takes effect. 2. Tamei. Then, when the person becomes Tamei, the Isser Tamei takes effect through Isser Koilo, because Migu de'asur b'chaticha is tehoirois, itoisif be'nami isurei luyi chelev. Since the Isser takes effect on the person regarding other pieces of meat of kachim, it also takes effect on the chelev. 3. Me'ila. Then, when he's makdish the animal, the Isser Me'ila takes effect through Isser Moisif, because Migu de'itoisif be'isurei de'hana, itoisif be'legabe chelev. The Isser Me'ila adds Isser Hanah to the Chelev. 4. Noisar. When the meat is then left over, the Isser Noisar takes effect through Isser Moisif, because Migu di Itoisif Isur Legabe Gavoya, Itoisif Be Legabe Hedyet. The Isser Noisar adds an Isser Hakrova to the Chelev, and may not be burnt on the Mizbeach. 5. Yom HaKippurim. Then, when the day of Yom Kippur arrives, the Isser takes effect through Isser Koilo, because Migu di Itoisif Be Isser Legabe Chulin, Itoisif be legabe gavoya. Since the Isser Yom HaKippurim takes effect on the person regarding other foods, it takes effect regarding the chelev. The Gemara cites Rav Ada bar Acha, who adds, Hei chatois. One can also be liable for a fifth carbon chatos in the case of Kigoin de Ochal Kezayis Pigel. He ate two kezesim simultaneously. One was Pigel and the other was Noiser. However, our Mishnah taught only Dalet chatois, because Zayis Echot Komairi, Bishnei Zaysim Loi Komairi. The Mishnah refers only to where he ate one Kezayis, not two Kezayisim. We proceed with additional Mishnayis of multiple Chatois for one forbidden act. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh Bo Bia Achas, V'chayiv Oleo Vov Chatois. One can be liable in six Karbonis Chatos for a single act of cohabitation, as in the case of Habo Al Bitoi, Chayiv Oleo Mishum Bitoi, Va'achoisoi, Eishes Achiv, Ve'eshes Achi Oviv, Ve'eshes Ish V'nida. He cohabited with a woman who is his daughter, his sister, his brother's wife, his father's brother's wife. She was a married woman and a Nida. And as before, these six Isurim take effect through Isser Koil and Isser Moisif, as the Gemara explains. 1 and 2. Ba'al Imoi V'hoilid Bas. He cohabited with his mother and she gave birth to a girl, in which the Isser Bitoi and Achoisoi takes effect simultaneously. 3. Nises La'achiv. She married his brother from another mother, in which the Isser Eishes Ach takes effect through Isser Koilo, because Migu di Itoisif Isser Legabe Achin, Itoisif Isura Legabe Didei. Since the Isser takes effect regarding the other brothers, it also takes effect regarding the Baal, her father, brother. 4. Nises La'achi Aviv. She was then widowed and married his father's brother. And the Isser Eishes Achi Oviv takes effect through Isser Koilo, because Migu di Itoisif Yisur Legabi Shar Achi Oviv, Itoisif Legabi Didei. Since the Isser takes effect regarding the father's other brothers, it also takes effect regarding the Baal. 5. Havale Eishes Ish. She then married her current husband. And the Isser Eishes Ish takes effect through Isser Koilo, because Migu di Itoisif Isser Legabi Alma, Itoisif Nami Legabi Didei. Since the Isser takes effect regarding all other men, it also takes effect regarding the Baal. 6. Havalei Nida. Then when she became a nida, the iser nida takes effect through iser koilel, because migudi itoisef iser legabe baila, itoisef nami legabe didei. Since the iser takes effect regarding her husband, it also takes effect regarding the baila. Zok the Mishnah. Haba al bas bitoy. One who cohabits with his daughter's daughter can possibly become liable for 7 karbonos chatos as follows. Chayv olea mishum bas bitoy. She is his daughter's daughter. 2, the kalasai, she married his son. 3, the eshes achiv, then she married his brother. The eshes achi aviv, then she married his father's brother. The achos ishtoi, she was his wife's sister from a different mother. 6, the eshes ish, she was a married woman. And 7, the nida, she became a nida. Rabbi Yossi says, im avar zokein v'nasa, chayv olea mishum eshes av. If after she was married to Achi Aviv, she married his father, her great-grandfather, he can become liable for an 8th karbon chatos for the Isser Eishes Av. And the Gemara explains that her marriage to Aviv is valid, even though she was previously married to Eishes Achi Aviv, which makes her Eishes Achiv of his father, she is permitted to his father Midai Raisa in a case of Shanafla Loi Leibum. If the Achi Aviv died with no children, and Aviv fulfilled the mitzvah of Ibum. But even so, the Gemara uses the term Avar Zokein because she's forbidden to him midrabbanon because Mishum Kalas Benoi Shinia, she is his son's daughter-in-law. And although Rabbi Yossi generally holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, the Isser Eishes Av takes effect through Isser Moisif because this is a case of the Ika Bera L'Saba, Migu Di Itoisif Yisur L'Gabi Berei, Itoisif Yisur L'Gabi Didei. The grandfather has other sons, and since the Isser takes effect regarding the other sons, it also takes effect regarding the Baal. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, V'chein haba al bas ishtoi ve'al bas bita. These multiple Isurim also apply to one who cohabits with his wife's daughter or his wife's daughter's daughter. Zok the Mishnah. Haba al chamoisai. One who cohabits with his wife's mother can possibly become liable for 7 karbonos chatos as follows. 1. Chayv olea mishum chamoisai. She is his wife's mother. And 2. V'kalosai. She married his son. V'eishes achiv. She later married his brother. V'eishes achi aviv. She then married his father's brother. 5. V'achos ishtoi. She was his wife's sister from a different mother. 6. V'eishes ish. She was a married woman. 7. V'nida, she was a nida. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, V'chein haba al eim chamav, v'al eim chamoisai. These multiple Isurim also apply to one who cohabits with the mother of his wife's father, or the mother of his wife's mother. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Haba al chamoisai, one who cohabits with his mother-in-law, can possibly become liable for the 3 karbonos chatos of chamoisai, ve'em chamoisai, ve'em chamav. As Rashi explains, he was married to her daughter, and her daughter's daughter from another daughter, and her son's daughter. Therefore, these 3 different Isurim apply. The Chachamim disagree, and hold he only is liable for 1 karbon chatos because shloshtan shem echad hein. The 3 Isurim are all considered 1 Isur chamoisai, as the Pasuk states, sha'ar haheinu zimahi, hakasuv asan lekulon zima achas.